Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, staying with winter sport, but on a much lighter note, while men's and women's curling teams have both been eliminated from medal contention in the Winter Olympics, their fan base here is growing. Yes, in the last few years, this quirky sport that brings brooms to ice is even getting some serious play in Florida. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WLRN's Christine DiMatte reports that from Sarasota to South Beach, curling could become the new golf.
Amy Tajirian is wearing some strange gear for someone who lives year-round in South Beach. But the heavy jacket, wool hat, and gloves are a must inside the Saveology Iceplex in Coral Springs. It's so cold you can see your own breath. And 35-year-old Tajirian is frenetically brushing the surface of the ice with what looks like a push broom.
I'm going to sweep. It's my turn to sweep the rock.
The rock is actually a 42-pound granite weight gliding toward her feet. The rink is lit up like game day, and the fluorescent ceiling lights are buzzing as Tajirian brushes away. All this sweeping is meant to change the rock's speed and direction so that it comes to a stop in or near the bullseye of what looks like a huge dartboard on the ice. This is curling. Tajirian says she got into it after the 2010 Vancouver Olympics.
They showed it on TV a lot. All the time. They called NBC nothing but curling.
And that's a common story. Perhaps it was all the network exposure, or the colorful trousers worn by the men of Team Norway. Maybe television viewers were bemused by all those strange noises the players make. Interest in curling did reach a fever pitch after Vancouver, according to USA Curling, the sport's national governing body. Curling leagues have sprung up in 38 states, including Hawaii. But South Florida's curling club might have an edge.
General manager here actually found out that a couple of us who come here every week and play hockey actually are from Ontario and know how to curl.
Mark Watson co-founded the curling club.
So they talked us into instructing during the Olympics.
The Panthers Curling Club takes its name from and shares a training facility with Florida's hockey team. The club prides itself on being the only bona fide curling league in the entire state. But the chances of a champion curler springing from the Sunshine State are slim.
If anybody from Florida wants to make the Olympics, they're not going to make it out of Florida. They're going to have to move to Minnesota or Wisconsin to make it.
Bill Todd Hunter should know. He coaches the women's U.S. curling team when he's not playing with the Curling Panthers. Todd Hunter has lived in Fort Lauderdale for the last 2 years.
To be an elite player, you have to travel to the Midwest of the United States or into Canada to get the competition. You take a look at a player on our team like Jessica Schultz. She was a very successful junior curler in Alaska, but she knew that if she was ever going to make it in the sport of curling, she had to move. So she moved to Minnesota.
But the quest for Olympic gold is not what keeps the members of the Panthers Curling Club coming back.
Everyone's super nice, and it really is fun. Something different.
Like golf, every game you always make one shot that brings you back next week.
So while you might be too old to luge at breakneck speeds, ski straight off a cliff, or land a triple Lutz, big deal. With curling, you'll always be young enough to throw and shout and sweep. For Here and Now, I'm Christine DiMatte in Coral Springs, Florida.
Kind of makes sense. It's like bocce ball or shuffleboard on ice. You're listening to Here and Now.